Involved in the Lord's work and to share aspects of the ministry. And the first one is Skip and Gail. It's a little surprise, you're first. So we're glad that you're here, and we've known of your work for many years, and it's always a blessing to hear what God's
doing. Okay, because Terry's not first, is this where you do age before beauty? Is that?
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's okay.
How old are you?
Yeah. You know, we set the tone.
God's riches at Christ's expense, grace. Amen.
The Lord brought us here, my beautiful wife, Gail, and myself. I'm not the beautiful one, she is. 20 years ago now. And he expressly said, we were down in a little town in Southern California, and he said, you're to come to the country and begin a ministry to the elderly and the disabled. I go, yeah, okay. Well, we came, and lo and behold, after being here for a little bit, we attended the your sister church, the Nazarene Church, in Klamath, and Pastor Mark Pounds at the time kind of took me under his wing, and he listened to what I thought was our mission message, and he took me to a KEA meeting, Klamath Evangelical Association, and they're still very active, a group of local pastors. So anyway, they gave me an opportunity to share my vision about the elderly and what we're to do. And if any of you know your fire department chaplain here in town, Pastor Denny Roberts, he's a big, ugly Marine. And he came up and he took his finger, and I thought he was going to go right through my chest. He says, we need to talk. I go, great. I haven't been here that long, and I already ticked somebody off, you know. And we met afterwards, and he had tears in his eyes. He said, the Holy Spirit told me you were coming. And that was the beginning of a beautiful relationship. United Christian Ministries Senior Outreach, we fall under the umbrella of United Christian Ministries. We needed a 501c3 not-for-profit status. And this was his vision anyway. So just so you understand, though, our portion of the ministry, Senior Outreach, we're a standalone ministry. We don't receive any funding. We operate totally on a volunteer basis. And we operate just on private contributions more than anything. So fast forward some 20-odd years now, and it's my fault, but I lost sight of a vision to have this ministry continue on and on. Like I was telling Pastor Doug, when we came here, we were sent here to minister to the seniors. Now I are one. And but this ministry is absolutely vital to this community. We have an aging population in place. So whether they be behind closed doors in the residential areas, or if they're isolated in our care facilities, which many of them are, they need to hear the message. And they need to hear about Jesus. And we try to the best of our ability to do that. Gail and I do worship services at the majority of the retirement and nursing facilities in the community. I chaplain up at Plum Ridge. And we don't, just so you know, it doesn't make any difference, because I don't believe denominations have anything to do with the relationship with Jesus, but we have the freedom, rather, of not associating with a particular church, simply because we just never know what we run into. I mean, in any of the facilities, we've had everything from Hindus to Mormons to Buddhists, but they all need Jesus, and it's got nothing to do with what church we go to, or even the little lady says, well, you know, I'm glad you're not a Baptist, because you know what they did to me. And I said, well, honey, you know, they're just people, and we're all very frail, and we're all sinful. So where we're at now, like I said, we're getting much older, and I'm going to need someone soon to take the ball and run with it. And primarily what we do right now, just briefly, probably the main thing we're involved in, we probably about 5 years ago now, we started an Ensure program. If you, any of you are familiar with those drinks that they have for people that are malnourished or have swallowing difficulties. Well, there's a tremendous need, and there is now, and the majority of our resources goes to that right now. We deliver them no charge to many of our seniors and some disabled people also. We deliver food boxes for the food bank through Bible Baptist Church on a monthly basis. We have a small food pantry in our own home that we use for emergency food boxes. So we're in partnership with a lot of agencies in the community, the Area Agency on Aging, and then obviously the Fire Department Chaplaincy Program. Sky Lakes, we have a pretty good relationship with them. They give us a lot of work, but the hospital itself and then their outpatient care management. But it's all good things because it leads us to people. And I got to be honest with you, that lady is the heart and soul of this ministry. And what I learned from her early on and from the people that we minister to, the adage that goes something like this: people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's really what it's about. All the people that we minister to, they want to be cared for, they want to be listened to. And it's amazing as you open up their eyes to the truth of God's Word. Many of them have been in church their whole life, but they don't have a relationship with Jesus. And that's what our opportunity and privilege is to bring that to them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave a few, or I already did, on the back table back there, Pastor Doug said. I've got a couple, a trifold thing that explains a little bit more about the ministry, our contact numbers. So our need, basically to have some volunteers come alongside of us. When we first started out, we had probably 40 from 10 different churches. And now we've probably dwindled down to maybe, seven, eight. They've all gone to be with the Lord. And like I said, it was my fault. I didn't have the forethought to try to get younger people. And it's tough to get younger people because they don't have the time. But we're just looking for some people to come aside, help deliver food boxes perhaps, be with us when we do our worship services. So when that day comes, when the Lord decides to pull the plug on us, this ministry is going to continue, because that is my main concern, is that this ministry will continue in this climate basin, because the elderly population will definitely be here. So we're going to hang out a little bit afterwards with a cup of coffee. If you have any questions, love to answer them. And anyway, just thank you. And thank you ahead of time, too, for what Nikki talked about. If that comes into a reality, that part of your change collection may go to UCM. And if it does, thank you, because we'll definitely put it to good use. Okay? God bless you guys.
Thank you very much, Skip. Just another part of the church, the extension of the church working in the basin that a lot of people I don't even think know exists. Like, hey, you've been here for 20 years doing it.
Yeah.
So there's needs that God has laid on people's hearts and that God's people are taking care of, and that's one of them. And Terry is in charge of yet another one on, well, the opposite scale of the ages. So there you be.
Hi everyone, so nice to be back here. I look forward to this every year, and this year there's games, right? That's really how he got me to come back this year. This church is so faithful in supporting us that that I guess I feel a little more comfortable, and I want to share some things I'm really excited about that have happened. It's not my normal kind of spiel about what I share when I go and speak. You guys know pretty well what we do. But just in case there's some new folks here, I will talk about the basics before I go into some of the other things that I wanted to share with you. So we are a pregnancy center with nurses and client advocates, and our hope is that women would understand the truth about the life that they're carrying and choose to carry full term. We know that so many of them are facing really difficult circumstances, and so they believe the lies that the world tells them, that if it's an inconvenience, you can end a pregnancy and it's okay. And so we come alongside and hear their story. We do also a lot of listening. It's so important that people feel heard and understood. And we also, because of faithfulness of churches and individuals who support us, we're able to come alongside them and help them with some of the things that they're worried about. I don't know how to be a parent, or I can't afford to be a parent. So we're able to do things like parenting classes and provide them things like car seats and portable cribs and diapers and that sort of thing, that helps take some of the sting out of the first year of how expensive everything can be. But really, we have a four-part mission. So of course we're there to help women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy, and men actually who come in with them. But we are also there to help those who have been involved in an abortion in their past, and help them go through a healing process. And that's a really important part, and it's a very compassionate part. It helps people understand that if they have made that choice or were pressured into that choice in their past, God is not done with them, and neither are we. And so that's a really important part of our mission. Another one that is really critical, and honestly has been on the back burners since kind of COVID hit everybody for a loop. We weren't able to go into schools, and that is prevention education. Talking with single people about the fact that sexual abstinence is a really positive lifestyle for singles. That is definitely not something that the world is telling them. And so that is something that we, last year, made a commitment to really reinvigorate that program. And we are on the cusp of being able to bring on two, a husband and wife team who work with youth and are excited to go into the schools and into the church youth groups and elsewhere. Wherever there are youth gathered, sixth grade and up, we want to talk with them. And you may not know this, but school teachers are actually allowed to invite in anyone they want to speak to their class. Usually it's health classes that we go into, but I mean, we could go into a math class if the math teacher wanted to invite us in. So we are really looking forward to getting that up and running to a degree that we haven't had for the last few years. So I'm very excited about that. And then the fourth part of our mission is really what everything is founded on, and that is the fact that we have a mission to share Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And because we don't take federal funding or state funding, or county funding, we are able to not have any limitations on what we can and cannot say. And of course we don't shove it down people's throats. We still are very partner with people and what they're interested in, what are they willing to listen to us about. But we get a lot of opportunities to share the gospel. And that's actually one of the things that I wanted to share with you today, is that we had the pleasure of working with a young man who came in because his partner was pregnant. Actually, they were married. They are married. And but still really struggling, just financially and with their relationship as well. And they were also facing some physical limitations. And they had their baby, and kind of didn't hear from them for a while. And we've been working really closely with an organization called Safe Families. I don't know if any of you have heard about them, but they are fairly new and a very critical part of our community because they are an organization that comes in and helps wrap around, almost like a family, puts a family around a parent who is really isolated. And their whole goal is to help people not get into crisis situations that lead to really bad decisions that lead to DHS coming in and taking their children. And so Safe Families is very preventative. And some of our clients end up, well, we refer them to Safe Families when we see that they have some, you know, situations in their life that could need some support. And mainly Safe Families works, they work with both men and women, they work with couples, they work with families, they kind of work with any unit that they're presented with. But they had a real shortage of men volunteers in the last 6 months or so. And so the director came to me and said, we have a client that we're working with that really needs to talk to a man. Do you have someone that he could talk to? And I said, well, yeah, because we have two male client advocates. And so I said, sure, let's set up an appointment. So he came, and it turned out he was one of our clients that we already knew him. So he was actually going to meet with the same person who he had met with before. And they had a, you know, his relationship was really rocky and having a difficult time, but he kept meeting with our client advocate. They weren't so much meeting at the center, they were meeting for coffee or, you know, different places around town. And I'm just happy to report that he has accepted Christ and will be baptized on Easter. And I'm super happy about that. We don't always get to see that because so many of the times that we're working with someone, it's just during that short little crisis, not a little crisis, but in terms of a time period, you know, when they find out they're pregnant, they might be in crisis for a couple of weeks. And for some of our clients, we do get to see them all throughout their pregnancy because they go through parenting classes and then they bring the baby back and they get their diapers. But not all clients do that. And so there are people that we lose touch with. And this particular family did go through parenting classes, but then, you know, their baby's over two now, and we eventually lost touch. So this was a very exciting thing to get to be part of and to partner with other Christian agencies that we all have the same mission of seeing those souls redeemed. And so thank you for clapping, because that's how I felt too. I also wanted to share that we were able to do some pretty amazing things in the last year to our actual building. We have two volunteers whose husbands are contractors and just happened to retire, but weren't ready to, like, not work. And so they did an amazing job on our office and center. And the things that we needed done were things that really needed to improve some of our privacy. Our nurse and client advocate who work as a care team when they're seeing a patient or a client, they didn't really have anywhere private to talk, to say, well, she shared this with me and she wants me to talk to you about this and can we get these resources put together? And you don't want to talk about those things out in the lobby at the reception desk, which was their workstation. And so we were able to put up some walls and build an office, and we had to reconfigure a bathroom to make that more private because that was kind of a hot mess the way it was. And previous to that, and some of you who get our newsletter would already know about this part because we got this done really early last year. We expanded into a suite next to us and built a much larger parenting classroom, and we're able to expand our boutique, which is where all the clothing and the bouncy seats and strollers and that sort of stuff is, so that they can spend their baby bucks that they earn in parenting class on those items. So it's been any of you who have remodeled a house know what it's like, and even though we don't sleep there, we do kind of live there. So we live through the dust and all of that, and we are now doing the fun stuff like, you know, putting up pictures and stuff like that. And so it's just been such a blessing, and it just reminds me that that God gives really good gifts to his children. He doesn't just expect us to, in every season, just barely scrape by. He wants to give his children blessing. And not in every season. Of course, we know we have to go through the tight times and the suffering as well. And that develops really good things in us. But I just felt like this was such a season of blessing for us. And I think that it will serve our clients really well. And I know our volunteers, we really appreciate it. We actually operate with about 30 monthly volunteers. About 20, it takes about 23 volunteers to operate for a week. And then we have a few others that do things monthly. But they really enjoy being able to do their job well, guarding the privacy and confidentiality of their clients and being able to work really closely with one another. And not feeling rushed or hushed and all of that. And so it's been really good for our volunteers to be able to have that, those blessings as well. I wanted to share one other big thing. Many of you have probably heard of the abortion pill. It's an alternative to a woman doing a surgical abortion, and it's such a tragic thing because it's not as safe as everybody thinks it is, because there's no way to actually get safe numbers, accurate numbers. And what we've noticed over the last couple of years is that we were seeing fewer and fewer, as a percentage of our total, women who were considering abortion. Now, you might think that's good, maybe there's just fewer people considering abortion, but we knew that wasn't the case based on total abortion numbers in Oregon. And so we were really concerned that women who are at most risk for ending the pregnancy were slipping through the cracks and not coming to us. And I was a little stubborn at first, because when, you know, everybody Googles things to find, you know, hours of restaurants and stores and this and that, and they do that for pregnancy as well. And we always come up number one, and we've never paid for that position, but when you do a Google search, there's usually an ad for somebody who paid for something. But then there's us, and we're like the first organic, what they call an organic result. And so I was like, well, we're first, you know, they're going to find us, so everybody Googles it, they're going to find us, so I'm not going to worry about it. But I was. I did start worrying about it as the numbers of people who were considering abortion were becoming a smaller portion of who we were seeing overall. We're happy to serve anyone who comes to us for a pregnancy test or needs parenting resources. We will serve anybody. We don't screen out the ones who are happy. But we just didn't want those people to be slipping through the cracks. And so we recently partnered with an organization that knows Google a whole lot better than I do. And they are running some ads now that offer our services. They say at the top, because Google requires this, you know, this organization does not provide abortions. We're not interested in tricking anyone and making them come to us thinking that they're going to get one thing, but really we do another. We don't think the Lord is calling us to be deceitful. So the ads are very clear about what we do and what we don't do. But what's really great about this organization that we partnered with is they have a call center. Our center is only open for phone calls about 22 hours a week. And as you can imagine, there are women who are concerned that they're pregnant on Saturday night at midnight, or, you know, Sunday afternoon when we're not open. And so the fact that this organization has a call center that is staffed for far greater hours than we are, they actually run their phone number in the ad. They have trained people that answer that phone, and they're really, really good at what they do. And they talk with her and schedule her an appointment at our center. We have seen more abortion-minded women in the lab in the 2.5 months. I just ran the numbers. I haven't done marches yet. But it through February, and then I just know of a couple that we've seen in March. So we've already seen more this year than we did in the entire of 2022. So, yes, I'm just so happy that envision is like this net being cast out and just scooping them in. That's it, gently. But I'm just so thankful that we are getting to see those particular women. And not all of their stories turn out happy. I know of one of the group that we've seen so far this year that has already gone through with her abortion. But we have had several that have confirmed that they are going to carry. And one right now is considering adoption, which I also love to hear. And so that is just keep praying for that for us. That is the heart of our mission, is to reach those women who otherwise would not go forward with their pregnancies. And so the Lord has heard our prayers and has given us not just this one organization. There's a couple of other kind of techie things we've done, like adding an appointment scheduler to our website, which just went live a couple weeks ago. And actually, I noticed today that we have two people who made appointments through that. Those are our first two, so I'm excited for that. And they did it over the weekend when they couldn't have called us and made those appointments. So that's another technology thing that's happened. And then we've also got a couple of it. We got a special grant last year to do some technology upgrades. And so we've been able to do a couple of those techie things that help us stay in touch with the girls who were, you know, between the ages of 15 and 40. Although we did see a 51-year-old not too long ago, so that happens too. So I just really want to express my gratefulness to all of you who pray for us, who, you know, are faithful each year in your change program. And we are also, I will leave you this with our little plea, we are also looking for another nurse. So if any of you know a nurse, she does have to have her Oregon license. But we have a nurse that's, she's going to keep volunteering for a while, but she's needing to work full time. And so, and she's got three kids, so she's a busy lady and has already been super gracious to us, but we need to refill her spot. And so if anyone knows of a nurse who loves Jesus, who is like-minded in the area of when life begins, how precious it is, then we would really love to get the opportunity to see if she would be a good fit for Pregnancy Hope Center. So, thank you.
We've supported the Pregnancy Hope Center at Westside for quite some time, and which is cool. They do amazing things, as you've heard. And Jessica and I went there for our baby. Not that we were abortion-minded, thank the Lord, but because we don't know a lot about, well, I don't know a lot about having babies for some reason. But we had our first ultrasound there, and we go through some of the classes that they have. And so it's been very interesting and very, very cool to see, like, the other side of it. And, like, you think, like, you almost have this picture of, like, just the, like, the abortion-minded person going in and that's a huge part of it. But there's so much more that they do, like with the classes and stuff and the opportunities they have. They often pray before their classes. They have tracks. They have, so there's all these points of contact they have with people. And I was amazed at how many guys were there with their pregnant partners. And one guy without, because he said his pregnant partner was doing all the wrong things, but he was going to learn how to take care of the baby. And that was pretty cool.
He's very determined.
Very determined guy. And I thought that was cool. So you have all these different points to minister to people. And then, you know, you go through like the budgeting class and you get a car seat. And you don't just get a car seat. You get a car seat and Bruce. And Bruce will tell you things about car seats that you never dreamt of, and teach you how to use the car seat and install it and then quiz you on it.
And then pray over your car seat.
And pray over your car seat and give you, it's quiet, and he cares. Like, and that's, Skip talked about as well, is the it's obvious that they care. Their newly remodeled facility is quite nice as well. So drop by and say hi and check that out. Just a huge opportunity. So that's cool, and we're glad you're here. And Skip, if you can come up, we'll pray. Well, Gail too. We'll pray for you guys. I'm not old enough to be in your ministry, so I don't know as much.
Yeah, you might someday.
I didn't. Lord willing. So, dear Lord, thank you for this time that we've had together, Lord. Thank you for this the ministries that Skip and Gail do with UCM, as well as Terry does with the Pregnancy Hope Center, Lord. Thank you for all these people that cross paths with us, Lord, in these ministries and elsewise, Lord. Let us always be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have, Lord, to give them encouragement in you, Lord, and to show them that there is life beyond just our little world here, Lord. Thank you for the love that you have for us, Lord, and help us to shine that on the people around us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I do have, as we collect our change throughout the year, which seems to be a declining thing. People don't have change anymore. But I try to generate as much as this. We do have a little gift for you from the church throughout the year and a month or so. So we pray that it goes to good use, and we know that in your hands it will. So, Nikki, how's the food looking?
We're checking on it as we speak.
We're checking on it. So we have food, Irish, corned beef, and then we have some various games that you can play during or after you eat as well. And Terry and Skip and Gail are here. If you have any questions about how you can be involved in the ministry, how you can pray for them, how you can help, there's always a spot for a 24th volunteer for the week, or another 7 or 8 volunteers for UCM. So whether you can give an hour a week or 10 hours, they'll find something for you to do. I'm sure. Oh yeah, I suppose we should pray for the food. Master Solomon, do you want to pray for the food?
Sure.
You can't get completely off the hook today.
So we pray. Our gracious Lord, Holy Father, we thank you for what we heard today. Lord, we thank you that you stirred our hearts and our minds. And Lord, we ask you to bless them. And Lord, as we partake of this food, we thank you for all the things that you gave, the money went to purchase it. And Lord, we ask you to bless our common fellowship as we partake of this food. In Jesus' name, amen.